I'm Sue Braycane, and I'm the field agronomist for Eastern Missouri for DeKalb and Asgrow.
All right, and we're here in Mexico, Missouri with the FFA students looking for four bean pods and maybe more. What was the day like?
The day was actually a lot of fun. We had a group of optimistic kids that are very excited about agriculture, and considering we had rain this morning, they were all welcome to traipse through the field and get a little bit wet on their jeans from the wet on the leaves as we're starting to mature. We just had a good time. Everybody was in good spirits, which is always fun to see in a young group.
And you did a sort of a trivia thing with them to kind of get them involved in what soybean growing is all about.
Oh, you bet. I think the best way to get anybody involved and excited is to show them what they're seeing. So we decided to turn them loose and give them a trivia event and put together a kind of a question list of what can you look for in the field. So when they're doing that, we're taking a look at, you know, what do you see on the beans? Do you see more four-bean pods and how many they could find? That was one part of the competition. We wanted to see, you know, what else do you see on those beans as they're starting to change and mature? We had them collect insects. That was kind of entertaining. Some aren't real fond of bugs, but we had a good time collecting those and then having them identify them with a book, too.
How important is it to work with kids at this stage when it comes to building your brand and letting them know, you know, what Asgrow and DeKalb have to offer?
I think the best part about being in ag is I was excited. One of the questions the farmer here had for me was, how'd you get involved? You look like you're excited and have fun. And I think the biggest thing is if you get the kids excited at a younger age, it's one of the career development paths. People look for careers earlier in life than they ever did before as we start to keep going on technology. And just showing that we're excited on what we do for a living and we live and breathe a lot of hours in the fields, it's always good to pass that on to another generation and say, hey, if you enjoy this at all, this might be something to look into as you learn more and understand what's going on in the fields.
And how did you get into it?
I actually got into it. I'm a farm kid from southern Iowa and have worked all over the Midwest industry. Actually, I worked for equipment for a little while. I've worked in the backyard with the chemical sales originally in college, and I was a crop scout originally in college, and my local co-op needs somebody at home. I came home for the first summer and just fell into that job. Loved it, breathed a lot of hours in the field, but had a really good time doing it, and I enjoy the farmer interaction when we go out into the customer calls.
And the work that you do now for Monsanto, tell me what's exciting, what's changing, what do you look forward to every day?
What I look forward to every day is trying to figure out what new innovative products are going on or coming onto the farm and how you can explain that and pass that excitement on to a farmer. If we can't prove our yields by the products we're bringing to the field, we need to have something else with it. Our yields are doing exceptional, but with that, we're bringing them traits to help gain some of those yields and protect their crop from yield loss. We're also bringing a lot of new products through breeding programs every year and a lot of research and development. We have an amazing portfolio of products, whether it's corn or beans out in the countryside that we work with every day, and just being able to share that with the community and help them gain on their farm has been a wonderful thing.
And a year like this year with all the weather challenges is also the proof that a product can make it.
Yes, and by far. So this is a great year from an agronomy perspective, which means it's kind of been an interesting year from a farm perspective. You go out and look into fields, you can find every disease and insect issue you could find. We had spider mites, which are hot and dry. We've had a little bit of aphids. We've also had things go on with Japanese beetles, which we see every year. But we've also had diseases from the hot dry. We've had diseases from the cool wet. So we dumped a lot of seasons together all in one. And so talking to the farmers and helping them understand, you know, what type of weather pattern we had at that time of the season when something happened is part of the explanation on what yields are bringing out in the field.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.